Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots at the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is
the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Well, welcome to our holiday edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, it has actually been looking a lot like Christmas for a while here in Ottawa, and I suppose we don't really mind that too much. But here we are in our end-of-year holiday season, and best wishes for a very happy time as we get going on our show today and throughout the Christmas and New Year's season. We'll be bringing you some music for the time from performers who, well, they brought it to you on records and airwaves long ago. And we just heard from one of them, that was, well, several of them, Perry Como and the Fontaine Sisters. A Christmas standard, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas from 1951, and that was written by Meredith Wilson. Well, as I said, we've got lots of music for the season for you, and however you celebrate the holidays, it's always nice to listen to it as we enjoy all the things we like to do indoors and outdoors at this time of year. Well, we're going to listen now to a song from 1937 from a legendary duo, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, two of the founding members of the Hot Club of France. Django, of course, guitarist, and Stefan Grappelli, a jazz violinist, and really leaders in their field. They recorded this, as I said, in 1937. It's called Christmas Swing, and it was written by Django himself. Then forward to 1950, to a voice that you're going to hear quite a bit of today. He is associated with Christmas. I think we heard from him last week, and I mentioned we'd probably hear more of him this week, and it is, of course, Bing Crosby. Really, he is a fixture at Christmas time for so many of us, and certainly on this show. So we've got several recordings from him today, and we're going to hear, just coming up, from 1950, Silver Bells, which he'll be bringing to us with Carol Richards. It was written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. And another Christmas song, something that's going to happen tonight, and lots of little ones are waiting for this. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We're going to hear it from Lena Horne, actually from 1966, a little later than we usually draw our recordings from, but Lena does such a lovely job. It was written by Fred Coutts and Haven Gillespie. And we will start with Christmas Swing, Django Reinhardt, and Stephen Grappelli.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
Silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day, and above all this bustle you hear silver bell,
the corner Santa Claus,
silver bell,
is busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air.
Hear them ring,
you hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks,
bells,
busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday styles. In the air,
it's Christmas,
there's a
feeling
of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I call on dear old Santa Claus to spend a holiday. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. Yes, he's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming now. Yes, Mr. Santa Claus is coming. On very good authority. In fact, I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer who told me so.
Bold, fresh, and uncompromisingly different since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and it's CHUO 89.1 FM. And this is our holiday season special with lots of Christmas music and music about the season. And we just heard from Lena Horne from 1966, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I guess he is tonight. It's Christmas Eve, of course. Bing Crosby joined us with Silver Bells from 1950, along with Carol Richards and John Scott Trotter. And as I said, we'll be hearing a little more from Mr. Crosby later on in the show. And we started out with the fabulous duo of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli from 1937, Christmas Swing. Well, we're going to carry on with more of our wonderful music this morning. And one of my favorite Christmas songs was featured in the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, which starred Julie Garland. And she actually sang this song in the film, and sometimes we play it from her. Another version, which I'm particularly fond of, is the one that was recorded in 1957, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Frank Sinatra, along with the orchestra of Gordon Jenkins. And the song was written by Hugh Martin and Ralph Blaine. Then for a bit of a change, and I don't think I've featured this on the program before, it's actually a CD that I had in my library called A Louis Armstrong Christmas. So we're going to hear a couple of songs from that this morning. And we'll hear, just coming up, a very famous Christmas song written by Ray Scott and Mitchell Parrish. Louis Armstrong and Benny Carter's orchestra are going to bring us Christmas Night in Harlem. And we'll hear not only his trumpet, but also his voice on that one. So that'll be Louis Armstrong. And then back to 1945, to a wonderful big band that was led at the time by Robert Farnon, then known as Captain Bob Farnon. He was over in Britain towards the end of the war, and he led the Canadian band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And I believe this particular recording was taken from a broadcast in 1945, and I can imagine it was probably around the Christmas season. And they're going to bring us a lovely version of James Pierpont's Jingle Bells, and that'll be Bob Farnon and the Canadian band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And we'll hear now from Mr. Sinatra and his lovely version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fate allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas
now. Gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Till after 3, everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet niece to mistletoe with a kiss and a hi-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a go, go, go. Thank you.
just heard from Captain Bob Farnan from 1945, a radio broadcast with the Canadian band of the Allied Expeditionary Force. And they brought us Jingle Bells, written by James Pierpont. Before that, Louis Armstrong, or Louis Armstrong, however you want to pronounce it, along with the orchestra led by Benny Carter, with A Christmas Night in Harlem. Louis provided the words and also provided some trumpet. It's written by Mitchell Parrish and Ray Scott, and we'll hear again from Mr. Armstrong a little later in the show. And we started out with one of my favorite Christmas recordings from days gone by, and it's Frank Sinatra from 1957, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the holiday season with some music about Christmas and the holiday season as a whole. And it is looking like Christmas out there. I think we are going to have a white Christmas, but it does look lovely out there today, and we're enjoying some fine music here in the studio, and I hope you're enjoying it too. Well, as I mentioned, who is most associated perhaps with Christmas in musical terms? A contender has to be Bing Crosby. I think we were brought up with the sounds of Bing Crosby and all those wonderful Christmas songs over the years. And he also brought us some beautiful renditions of traditional Christmas carols. And I always like to enjoy them at this time of year. And this is a series that he recorded in 1942. And the carols that we'll hear this morning will be Silent Night, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and Oh, Come All Ye Faithful. So here is Bing with some Christmas carols for us.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. In Bethlehem, in Jewry, this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, the which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, come.
Christmas carols from the one and only Bing Crosby. So reminiscent of this time of year. We heard Bing from 1942 bringing us Silent Night, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and O Come All Ye Faithful. Also known, of course, as Adeste Fideles.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are enjoying the season, the holiday season, the Christmas time, and all those wonderful things associated with this time of year. We have Christmas music and seasonal music for you this morning from days gone by. And another song that is particularly associated with Christmas. In fact, it was written just for Christmas by a wonderful singer called Mel Torme. He and Robert Wells wrote Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, otherwise known as the Christmas Song. Well, we feature it every year on the show at this time, and frequently by the composer himself. Another beautiful version of it was recorded in 1953 by the Nat King Cole Trio, with Nat, of course, bringing us the words. And that's what we'll hear this morning, the Christmas Song. And then I promised you a little bit more of Louis Armstrong. You know, I can't make up my mind. I tend to call him Louis Armstrong. Anyway, Louis Armstrong and the Commanders, another recording from the album I mentioned, Louis Armstrong Christmas. This is also from 1953, and they're going to bring us a number written by Steve Allen called, and who could be cooler than Louis? Cool Yule from 1953. That'll be Louis Armstrong and the Commanders. And we'll go now to Nat King Cole and his trio with the Christmas Song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Coney Island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys. So Dave, Santa comes on big. He'll come a-calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a-flying from a higher place, you fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a youth that's good. Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come a-calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a youth that's good. Have a youth that's cool. Yeah, cool youth.
And that was Louis Armstrong with A Cool Yule from 1953, along with his group The Commanders. And that was written by Steve Allen, whom I assume is the TV host. And that was many years ago, 1953. That was fun. And before that, a Christmas special, The Christmas Song, written by Mel Torme, starting out with chestnuts roasting on an open fire. One of the loveliest of the many lovely songs that are associated with this time of year. And this year we heard it brought to us by the Nat King Cole Trio, with that lovely voice from Nat himself, bringing us the words written by Robert Wells and, of course, the music by Mel Torme.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Here we are at the studio bringing you lovely music for the holidays. And we have some Christmas music and we have some seasonal music. And music just about having a fine, comfortable holiday time. Our next recording is going to be brought to us by Buddy Clark, who I think if you've listened to the show before, you'll recognize his voice, one of the loveliest of the crooners. Very rich, relaxed baritone. But he, of course, started out in the 1930s, and we're going to hear him from 1949. And the song is written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne. It was a huge hit, both for Buddy Clark and also for Perry Como, who recorded a version of it at the same time, around the same time, anyway. The song, it's a lovely song. It's called A Dreamer's Holiday. And then we get in 1952, and we're going to welcome back into the studio Mr. Crosby, along with Ella Fitzgerald. And they're going to bring us a nice duet on a song written by Johnny Marks, a very famous Christmas song about a very famous reindeer called Rudolph. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, how often have we heard this particular tune? Well, Bing and Ella bring it to us this morning in a delightful duet, and I think you'll find as the song goes on, they're doing a bit of ad-libbing as well. Anyway, it's a cute recording by two of the most gorgeous voices around at the time. And we'll start with another gorgeous voice, A Dreamer's Holiday from Buddy Clark.
Climb aboard a butterfly and take off on the breeze. Let your worries flutter by and do the things you please. In the land where dollar bills are falling off the trees, on a dreamer's holiday. Every day for breakfast, there's a dish of scrambled stars. And for luncheon, you'll be munching rainbow candy bars. You'll be living a la mode on Jupiter or Mars on a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday. Make it a long vacation. Time there is plenty of. You need no reservation. Just bring along the one you love. Help yourself to happiness and sprinkle it with mirth. Close your eyes and concentrate and dream for all you're worth. You will feel terrific when you get back down to earth from a dreamer's holiday.
From a happy dreamer's holiday.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddie?
No.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Mox, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I've heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a hot radish. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph is a red nose.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
Santa came to say, Rudolph, I say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with
glee, Rudolph, Rudolph, Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
you'll go down in history. With his pink proboscis, his hairy snoot, his bugle that glowed like a lighter cheroot.
With his pink bazoo, he guided the sleigh.
He's a hero!
Why, Rudolph saved the day.
Hey! Rudolph has got his red nose in the Reindeer Hall of Fame.
Rudolph's the red-nosed favorite of the little reindeer dames.
Rudolph's the North Pole big shot, rides around in Santa's sleigh.
Wearing a green fedora, smoking a cigar all day.
This story has a moral, anyone can plainly see.
Just keep your red nose a-gleaming, you go down in history.
If you keep your nose a red, red rose,
if you keep your beak all pink and sleek,
and if you keep your snars maroon, because
you'll go down in history.
Bing Crosby and Ella Fitzgerald from 1952. I guess that was a broadcast. And they brought us Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with some fun lyrics written by Johnny Marks. And before them, we heard Buddy Clark with a lovely rendition of A Dreamer's Holiday written by Kim Gannon and Mabel Wayne. Well, we're coming to the end of this holiday edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And I would like to thank you so very much for joining me on this nostalgic trip through some lovely seasonal music. All the very best wishes to you all for a wonderful holiday time from the folks here at CHUO. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you, just for the holiday. And please join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And here, well, to see us out this morning, who else again but Mr. Crosby himself and the song that pretty well sums it up.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.